God's kingdom rules.
A letter from the governing body. Dear fellow Kingdom Publisher, picture yourself as a member of the Brooklyn Bethel family on Friday morning, October 2nd, 1914. You are seated at your usual place at the breakfast table, awaiting the arrival of Brother C.T. Russell. Suddenly the door to the dining room opens, and Brother Russell appears. He pauses for a moment, as is his custom, and greets the Bethel family with a cheery, "Good morning, all." But then, instead of immediately taking his place at the head of the table, he claps his hands and makes a thrilling announcement. "The Gentile times have ended. Their kings have had their day." You can hardly contain your joy. You have been looking forward to this moment for a long time. Along with the rest of the Bethel family, you greet this exciting news with sustained, enthusiastic applause. Many decades have passed since Brother Russell made that electrifying statement. What has the kingdom accomplished since then? A great deal. Through the kingdom arrangement, Jehovah has been progressively refining and training his people from just a few thousand in 1914 to more than 7.5 million today. How many ways have you personally benefited from such training? Today we often hear our brothers say, "Jehovah's celestial chariot is on the move." And that is true. However, the fact is that since 1914, the celestial chariot, depicting the invisible part of Jehovah's organization, has been moving at an extremely brisk pace, as a careful reading of this publication will demonstrate. With a view to getting the good news preached worldwide, Kingdom Publishers have used a variety of innovative methods, including newspapers, information marches, picture presentations, testimony cards, phonographs, radio, and even the Internet. With Jehovah's blessing on the work, we are now able to publish our attractive Bible literature in more than 670 languages and to offer it to everyone without charge. Self-sacrificing volunteers assist in the construction of kingdom halls, assembly halls, and branch facilities, both in prosperous lands and in lands with limited resources. And when disaster strikes, loving brothers and sisters rush to the aid of those in the affected areas, proving that they truly are born for times of distress. Proverbs 17:17. At times the clergy and other opposers frame trouble in the name of the law, but it is faith-strengthening to see how time and again their misguided efforts have turned out to be for the advancement of the good news. Psalm 94:20. And Philippians 1:12. It is an honor for us to be associated with you, our fellow domestics. Please know that we love all of you very much. It is our prayer that the contents of this publication will help you to appreciate your spiritual heritage as never before. With every good wish, we are your brothers, Governing Body of Jehovah's Witnesses.